Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, verses 37 through 39. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. The Spirit still flows through you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. For many of you, summer break is already here, or is right around the corner. As you are playing outside in the heat of summer, do your parents remind you to drink lots of water? Have you ever noticed how many different types of water there are? There is tap water from your sink faucet, bottled water, smart water, flavored water, water with electrolytes, ionized water, coconut water, antioxidant water, and the list goes on and on. But no matter what type of water you drink, after a few hours, you will probably find yourself thirsty again. There are many types of water, but there is only one Savior for our sins. In our Bible reading, Jesus says, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." Those who come to Jesus and drink are those who believe in him as their risen Savior. The Holy Spirit is the one who brings people to faith. Maybe you were brought to faith as a little baby when you were baptized. The pastor poured water on your head and said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Through the miracle of baptism, the Holy Spirit uses water and the Word to create faith in the heart of a little baby and to wash away their sins. The Holy Spirit continues to grow and strengthen the faith of believers as they study and hear God's Word. But Jesus goes on to say, "Whoever believes in me, rivers of living water will flow from within them." The river of living water is the power of the Holy Spirit, which was first given to the disciples on the festival of Pentecost. They were filled with confidence and excitement to preach about Jesus. The living water of the Holy Spirit continues to flow through his believers today. It's as if Jesus wants you to be like him and help quench the thirst of others. Knowing that Jesus did everything needed for us to be saved, we can't help but invite others to hear about Jesus and drink, so they will never be spiritually thirsty again. We pray. Dear Holy Spirit, what an amazing gift you have given to us in baptism, in which you washed away our sins and created faith in our hearts. May your living waters flow through us as we invite others to learn about all Jesus did to save us from our sins. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.